the electronic voting system for verification of a quorum. Press the green button if you are present. Representative Greg Smith, are you present? Representative Schaffler is present. Representative Jensen, are you present? Representative Jensen is excused. Quorum is present. Messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, I'm directed by the President to inform you that the Senate has organized and is ready for business of the regular session of the 75th Legislative Assembly. The elected officers are President of the Senate, Senator Peter Courtney, President Pro Tem, Senator Rick Metzger, Secretary of the Senate, Judy Hall.
First reading, memorials and resolutions.
HCR 2, establishing deadlines for completion of legislative measures and date of adjournment sine die. HJM 1, urging Congress to enact legislation concerning the health effects caused by exposure to depleted uranium. HJM 5, urging Congress to enact legislation that restores powers of governors to withhold consent to federalization of their National Guard units. HCR 1, proposed amendment to Oregon Constitution relating to dedication of portions of net proceeds from state lottery to services for Oregon veterans. HCR 2, encouraging City of Portland and Port of Portland to locate USS Ranger in area. HGR 4, proposing amendment to Oregon Constitution relating to appointments to fill vacancies in the offices of Justices of the Peace. HGR 5, proposing amendment to Oregon Constitution relating to voter registration. HGR 6, expressing policy of state to improve broadband availability. HGR 7, proposing amendment to Oregon Constitution relating to eligibility to receive loan from Oregon War Veterans Fund.
Measures read first time or passed the Speaker's desk for referral. Standing committee reports. Special committee reports. Propositions and motions. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 2009 relating to health care appropriate money prescribing effective date and providing for revenue raising that requires approval of 3/5 majority. House Bill 2021 relating to vehicles. House Bill 2022 relating to Oregon Veterans Business Enterprise Program and appropriate money. House Bill 2023 relating to Oregon Veterans Homes. House Bill 2024 relating to veterans. House Bill 2025 relating to Oregon Veterans Home appropriate money declaring emergency. House Bill 2026 relating to property tax exemption for veterans. House Bill 2027 relating to property tax deferrals for disabled veterans. House Bill 2028 relating to military homestead property tax exemptions and prescribing an effective date. House Bill 2029 relating to disabled war veteran benefits. House Bill 2030 relating to Pledge of Allegiance and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2031 relating to tax credits for employment of military personnel and prescribing an effective date. House Bill 2032 relating to tax credits for pro bono legal services to military personnel and prescribing an effective date. House Bill 2033 relating to veterans appropriate money declaring an emergency. House Bill 2034 relating to merchant marine motor vehicle registration. House Bill 2035 relating to tuition waivers and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2036 relating to tax credit for TRICARE health care services. House Bill 2037 relating to disclosure concerning public contracts. House Bill 2038 relating to use of mobile communication device while driving. House Bill 2039 relating to unlawful parked vehicles. House Bill 2040 relating to roadside outside assistance. House Bill 2041 relating to road machinery. House Bill 2042 relating to authority to contract facilities along public roads. House Bill 2043 relating to registration fees imposed by counties. House Bill 2044 relating to medical services provided to injured workers. House Bill 2045 relating to persons authorized to make findings and impaired for rating of injured workers' disability. House Bill 2046 relating to provision of medical services and workers' compensation claims. House Bill 2047 relating to participation of chiropractic physicians in managed care plan. House Bill 2048 relating to examination of Department of Revenue of tobacco tax licensee premises. House Bill 2049 relating to substance use disorder programs. House Bill 2050 related to non-related foster parent caregiver relationships and juvenile dependency proceedings. House Bill 2051 relating to general assistance of appropriate money declaring an emergency. House Bill 2052 relating to establishing specified facilities. House Bill 2053 relating to commission for the deaf and hard of hearing and appropriate money. House Bill 2054 relating to mental health database. House Bill 2055 relating to public assistance. House Bill 2056 relating to health regulatory board membership and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2057 relating to health professional regulatory boards that are semi-independent state agencies appropriate money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2058 relating to regulation of health professions and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2059 relating to health professions regulatory boards. House Bill 2060 relating to vision screening in schools appropriate money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2061 relating to graduation requirements and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2062 relating to misconduct by school employees and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2063 relating to mandatory reporting of child abuse and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2064 relating to student vision examinations. House Bill 2065 relating to corrections of erroneous material in Oregon tax law. House Bill 2066 relating to earned tax credits. House Bill 2067 relating to sunset of tax and providing for revenue raising that requires approval by a three-fifths majority. House Bill 2068 relating to transfer of tax credits and prescribing an effective date. House Bill 2069 relating to elderly medical income tax subtraction and prescribing an effective date. House Bill 2070 relating to corporate minimum taxes providing for revenue raising that requires approval of a three-fifths majority. House Bill 2071 relating to to recordation fees and providing for revenue raising that requires approval of a three-fifths majority. House Bill 2072 relating to carbon tax, appropriate money, prescribing an effective date, and providing for revenue raising that requires approval of a three-fifths majority. House Bill 2073 relating to Oregon Rainy Day Fund and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2074 relating to Tax Supervising and Conservation Commission. House Bill 2075 relating to funding of transportation services through cigarette tax revenue and prescribing an effective date and providing for revenue raising that requires approval of a three-fifths majority. House Bill 2076 relating to provider assessment and providing for revenue raising that requires approval of a three-fifths majority. House Bill 2077 relating to subtraction of federal income tax liability, prescribing an effective date, providing for revenue raising that requires approval of a three-fifths majority. House Bill 2078 relating to taxation, prescribing an effective date, and providing for revenue raising that requires approval of a three-fifths majority. House Bill 2079 relating to personal flotation devices. House Bill 2080 relating to gray water and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2081 relating to transferable development credits. House Bill 2082 relating to conservation districts. House Bill 2083 relating to Oregon Telecommunications Coordinated Council and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2096 relating to agreements for the provision of local exchange telecommunication services and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2097 relating to carrier of last resort obligations and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2098 relating to Oregon Territorial CMAP mapping project appropriating money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2099 relating to firearms. House Bill 2100 relating to unemployment insurance benefits extensions and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2101 relating to bypass and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2102 relating to establishing an unborn child as a legal victim of a crime that results in harm to an unborn child. House Bill 2103 relating to DNA samples. House Bill 2104 relating to guilt except for insanity. House Bill 2284 relating to corrections of erroneous material in Oregon law. House Bill 2285 relating to crime. House Bill 2286 relating to damages. House Bill 2287 related to courts. House Bill 2288 relating to statute of limitations. House Bill 2289 related to juveniles. House Bill 2290 relating to crime. House Bill 2291 relating to Oregon Youth Authority. House Bill 2292 related to Department of Corrections. House Bill 2293 relating to courts. House Bill 2294 relating to Council on Court Procedures. House Bill 2295 relating to the Interstate Compact for Adult Offender Supervision. House Bill 2296 relating to concealed handgun licenses. House Bill 2297 related to residence purchases by public safety officers. House Bill 2298 relating to donated leave. House Bill 2299 related to detention facilities. House Bill 2300 related to collection agencies. House Bill 2301 related to fees for dishonor checks. House Bill 2302 related to local correction expenses. House Bill 2303 related to Service Member Civil Relief Act and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2304 related to corporate managers. House Bill 2305 relating to shareholder voting. House Bill 2306 relating to exemptions from execution. House Bill 2307 relating to collection agencies. House Bill 2308 relating to discharge of state fiduciary from personal liability for inheritance tax and prescribing an effective date. House Bill 2309 relating to protective proceedings. House Bill 2310 relating to modifications of protective order under Family Abuse Prevention Act. House Bill 2311 relating to service of legal documents. House Bill 2312 relating to recognition of business entities formed by tribal governments and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2313 relating to definitions of legal entities. House Bill 2314 relating to felons. House Bill 2315 relating to records in the possession of Department of Public Safety Standards and Training. House Bill 2316 relating to circuit court judges' property money, declaring an emergency. House Bill 2372 relating to collection of state judicial branch delinquent accounts and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2318 relating to traffic offenses. House Bill 2319 relating to pensions with disabilities. House Bill 2320 relating to peace officer statutes for corrections officers. House Bill 2321 relating to Department of Corrections. House Bill 2322 relating to eyewitnesses identification and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2323 relating to property offenses. House Bill 2324 relating to substance abuse diversion agreements and appropriating money. House Bill 2325 relating to personal injury protection benefits. House Bill 2326 relating to motor vehicle liability coverage. House Bill 2327 relating to private investigations. House Bill 2328 relating to traffic arrests. House Bill 2329 relating to endangering the welfare of a minor. House Bill 2330 relating to felons. House Bill 2331 relating to driving while under the influence of intoxicants, diversion. House Bill 2332 relating to privilege of confidential communications between spouses. House Bill 2333 relating to authentication of financial records by affidavit and grand jury proceedings. House Bill 2334 relating to crime. House Bill 2335 relating to crime. House Bill 2336 relating to impeachment of witnesses. House Bill 2337 relating to district attorneys. House Bill 2338 relating to the privileges for confidential communications between spouses. House Bill 2339 relating to exemption from disclosure of information. House Bill 2340 relating to venue. House Bill 2341 relating to marijuana. House Bill 2342 relating to justice of the peace. House Bill 2345 relating to impaired health professionals and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2346 relating to the authority of health professional regulatory boards. House Bill 2347 relating to the disciplinary proceedings of regulated health occupations. House Bill 2348 relating to education of children of military families. House Bill 2349 relating to value given for release of lien. House Bill 2350 relating to exposure of depleted uranium and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2351 relating to treatment of individuals with mental illness in hospital emergency departments. House Bill 2352 relating to composition of criminal offender population. House Bill 2353 relating to special meetings of shareholders. House Bill 2354 relating to conversion condominiums. House Bill 2355 relating to criminal sentences and providing for criminal sentence reductions that requires approval by a two-thirds majority. House Bill 2356 relating to expunction. House Bill 2357 relating to disclaimers. House Bill 2358 relating to distribution of samples of non-cigarette tobacco products. House Bill 2359 relating to automatic tank gauge grant program and appropriated money. House Bill 2360 relating to trust. House Bill 2361 relating to health benefit plan coverage. House Bill 2362 relating to student assessment and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2363 relating to State Board of Forestry. House Bill 2364 relating to business entity registration function performed by Secretary of State appropriated money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2365 relating to novelty lighters and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2366 relating to liabilities arising from residential contract activity appropriated money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2367 relating to substances contained in children's products and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2368 relating to debt management service and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2369 relating to motor vehicles. House Bill 2370 relating to motor vehicle insurance policies. House Bill 2371 relating to privacy of identification documents. House Bill 2372 relating to voter pamphlets. House Bill 2373 relating to unlawful collection practices. House Bill 2374 relating to mortgages and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2375 relating to fireworks businesses and exclusive farm use zone. House Bill 2376 relating to reporting of economic benefits provided for pharmaceutical manufacturers appropriated money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2377 relating to use of mobile communication device while driving. House Bill 2378 relating to school attendance. House Bill 2379 relating to cigarette taxation appropriated money, prescribing an effective date and providing for revenue raising that requires approval of a three-fifths majority. House Bill 2380 relating to provisions of technology to individual students and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2381 relating to alcoholic beverages and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2382 relating to financial administration of the Housing and Community Services Department appropriating money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2383 relating to facility sales. House Bill 2384 relating to local public safety coordinating councils appropriating money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2385 relating to smoking in a motor vehicle. House Bill 2386 relating to voter registration and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2387 relating to ballots. House Bill 2388 relating to construction of large-scale retail developments. House Bill 2389 relating to defamation. House Bill 2390 relating to geographic fisheries information and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2391 relating to services to vulnerable individuals appropriated money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2392 relating to payments received under the Outer Continental Shelf Lands Act appropriated money. House Bill 2393 relating to sheriffs. House Bill 2394 relating to service of legal documents. House Bill 2395 relating to enforcement of agency warrants. House Bill 2396 relating to public borrowing for West Eugene EMX extension appropriated money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2397 relating to fabrication of non-standard items specifically for public works. House Bill 2398 relating to workforce development. House Bill 2399 relating to workforce development.
Bills read first time are passed for the speakers to the speaker's desk for referral. Obi, could you just read those one more time? I missed a couple of those. Oh, sorry. Second reading of House bills. Consent calendar. Third reading of House bills. Final reading, memorials and resolutions. Bills, reports, and other business lying on the table. First reading of Senate bills. Second reading of Senate bills. Third reading of Senate bills. Other business of the House. Other business of the Senate. Orders of the day have been completed. Announcements. Representative Hanna.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A couple announcements, please. Immediately following adjournment today, House Republicans, we will meet out on the steps. We are doing a both body-wide photo and a caucus photo. Also, tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., House Republican caucus meeting. Thank you.
Representative Nolan.
It would be tough to have a body-wide photo without the Democrats as well, so we'd like to join you. So, Democrats, please join us on the steps of the chamber right after the session.
Other announcements. I would note that we want to thank the Oregon Association of Nurseries for the flowers on your table. These are gifts to the House of Representatives, not to you. Remonstrances. Adjournment. Representative Jensen, 10 to 15 a.m. on Thursday, January 15th.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn until 10:15 a.m. Thursday, January 15th, 2009.
Representative Jensen moves that the House adjourn until 10:15 a.m. Thursday, January 15th, 2009. Without objection? The House is adjourned.